What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, doing well. Tennessee continues to put in some work ahead of the third Saturday in October. Of course, the game down in Tuscaloosa Saturday night at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Josh Heupel has been making the rounds a couple of days. The last couple of days, he was on the SEC teleconference Thursday morning. He made an appearance on Vol calls last night, and then his final media appearance of the week, a meeting with the media earlier today in a press conference setting. He said, hey, it was a good day of work, a walkthrough day today, and have to continue to prepare the right way. The test for Alabama, it's going to be tough, but we're going to have a great time doing it. He reiterated that, you know, Hendon Hooker has continued to get some work in this week, as has Joe Milton and Harrison Bailey, and of course, Hendon Hooker coming off, leaving that game with an injury on Saturday, and said that they'll determine, you know, who's going to be the quarterback as the week goes on. But plenty of Josh Heupel video and audio is up on our website at 991thesportsanimal.com.
Eric, in regard to the offensive line, they've had a number of injuries, and before the year, Kayron Calvert basically was thought he was lost for the season. Sound like Coach Heupel says there's a chance that Calvert could return.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. He said it last time on Vol calls and then kind of said it again, reiterated today earlier in his press conference setting. And that would help this offensive line an awful lot. I mean, wouldn't you like to have a guy like Kayron Calvert right now, as thin as you are on this offensive line? And, you know, it sounds to me like he's still a ways away and he'll have to work himself back, get himself in shape and all that. But if it's ever to a point where he's got the green light and he's ready to roll – I mean, you talk about a guy that can play guard, he can play tackle. Depending on, you know, what the situation is, you can put him at tackle, slide Cade Mays down to guard and then roll, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, Kayron Calvert's a guy that potentially could have been a starter on this football team. At the very least, he could have been a guy that could play multiple positions off the bench. But, again, a guy that could have affected a lot of different ways on who plays, you know, what. But he's a veteran. He's been a starter in times past. So, if he's able to get back for Tennessee at some point this year, that's nothing but good news for Glenn Ellerbe and Josh Heupel, but we'll have to see exactly how far away he is.
Where do you think quarterback Joe Milton is mentally?
Yeah, Josh Heupel was asked that earlier today in the press conference, and he said that each situation is different. He said on Saturday a couple of things he did really well. On the last play, obviously that was something that he did not need to do. And he said it all starts in practice. He said that Milton continues to respond, and he will respond to the final play of the game in a positive way. He said he expects to learn from it and to grow from it. You know, Joe Milton, that was a tough situation to be in, but, I mean, that's the nature of being, you know, a backup quarterback, a backup player. You're sitting over there, you've got to stay mentally locked in all game long. You never know exactly when your number might be called, and his number was called on the very last series of the game. And to his credit, he came down there and did well, completed a pass, and, you know, had Tennessee in position, just missed on that one throw to the end zone, and obviously had the mental lapse there on the final play. But Josh Heupel says he's going to learn from it and that he's fine with where Milton is right now in terms of his mentality, and that he's continuing to bring it and staying locked in practice each and every day.
Do you think Hooker will play?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it. The mood continues to shift into more positive as the week goes on. Yeah, he has been at practice. He has been getting some work in, and it'll be interesting. I would not play him if I was a coach, simply because, yeah, I would want to make sure that he was 100% right. You have a bye week coming up, and then you have a big game against Kentucky on the road. But that's just me. I'm not a football coach. But it seems like that certainly is a possibility at this point in the week.
And finally, what did Coach Heupel say about injuries?
Yeah, as far as the running backs, last time on Vol calls, he said you're continuing to get healthier there. He said that they're close to having a full stable of running backs as they get closer to Tuscaloosa, if not have a full stable. So it looks like the running back backfield is getting better and better. He said that Cooper Mays is, again, really close to starting to be back to play. He said that Cade Mays is day-to-day, but that he has an opportunity to go get in this one. So, again, kind of like Hendon Hooker. I mean, if you're less than 100% and you're a guy like Tyon Evans or Cade Mays, you really got to weigh the pros and the cons of going and playing in this one. Of course, you want to get out there and you want to play because you want to try to win this football game, but you don't want to take the chance of re-aggravating anything, re-injuring something that could knock you out for a couple more weeks, and especially, you know, with Kentucky coming up. I think it does help that you have the bye week, but again, kind of like the same way for the last couple of weeks. You've got a couple of guys who are really close, who are kind of on a fringe, and depending on how practice went this week and how warm-ups maybe go on Saturday, you could see some guys play and some guys not. But looks like Cooper Mays is still close. Cade Mays is day-to-day. There's a chance you could potentially see Hendon Hooker now. Tyon Evans was really close last week, so I would assume that he's just as close, if not a little bit better, this week. That's kind of where Tennessee is in terms of injury-wise heading into the Alabama game.
Anything else?
That'll do it here for today. Tennessee and Alabama, 7 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. The Volunteers had a walkthrough earlier today, and it will be an accelerated-type practice setting tomorrow, and then they will hit the road and head to Tuscaloosa. Today's Tennessee Football Practice Report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, always appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good luck with everything tonight with Rivalry Thursday. A great show in the morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Should be a good one tonight. Looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. And that's Eric Kane with the Tennessee Football Practice Report.